Bubbles.
Welcome to the Bubbles Podcast. How are you, James?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Let's get a little light in here, huh?
Yeah,
a
let's brighten up this podcast studio.
Natural light. Let me get all the blinds.
Such a beautiful day here.
Woo!
You're going to go play some tennis after the podcast?
Yup.
Good thing we'll get all hydrated beforehand with all of these waters.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I was thinking about the last podcast, James, and we had the recommendation to watch that documentary. What was that documentary called?
I think it was called Deep Blue World.
Deep Blue World. I think you're right. It was interesting.
Yeah.
It was good, right? Did you like it?
It was very good. Yeah, I did like it. Showed a lot of new ways to renew water and use and reduce water waste and new ways to use water, which are better for the environment than other alternatives.
Yeah, documentary was called Brave Blue World.
Brave Blue World.
One of my favorite parts in it that was really cool was some of the new technology that's going on. And they had a an algae farm in Spain. Do you remember that part?
I do remember that part.
What were they doing in that algae farm?
They were making algae in under 48 hours, was it? It was a very short time for to make algae. And then they were taking that out. It was wastewater, right? So poop water.
Yeah.
And they were making algae with it, then taking the algae and turning it into gas.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for your car.
They had a process called toilet to tank.
Yeah.
And they were making biofuel with algae from human wastewater.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
Yeah. You want to get into some waters now, or?
Well, I think we're having a little bit of a fight here with our special guest.
Yeah, and I guess it's a little bit of a spoiler then, because on this episode, we have three new water alerts. We'll play this thing in a second. And one of those, and when we're tasting the waters, we have two special guests here to help taste them. And their names are Ziggy and
Emma.
Yeah. All right, so should we get into the first one?
Well, let's play do the new water alert. Come on, new water alert.
Do you hear it coming?
Here comes a siren.
Ah!
New water alert, new water alert, new water alert, new water alert.
After we taste the water, we're going to rate the water. So it's time for
bottle cap ratings.
Woo! All right, time to rate some waters, huh?
All right, James. Well, I'm glad that we have special guests here today.
Because
well, looking at these waters.
Our producer and I went out and looked for waters, and I remember when we were looking for waters, I saw lots of terrible-looking waters, and I got all of them.
I had a feeling that something was up, because these waters look fancy. They look like...
They don't look fancy. They look like BS, in
well,
my opinion.
And I think they're fit for the dogs, probably. I don't want to prejudge. Yeah. I mean, we're going to taste these waters. Maybe they're delicious. But it looks to me like these waters are just kind of like buzzword, manufactured reverse osmosis waters. But let's see what we got here. So what's the first one, James? Take a look at that.
Sierra water, alkaline and mineral water. Sierra water above all, TM. Wow. Live water, in quotation marks. Natural 8.6 plus pH alkaline spring water containing natural magnesium.
Oh, hey, spring water, natural magnesium, that sounds good.
Better than artificially produced alkaline water from a water plant. Okay, so this is going to be our best one.
What else does it say on the packaging?
It has a little thing that says love, gratitude, pura vida. I
don't know. Okay, with a little cloud?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they wanted to? I don't know. And it's a pretty simplistic bottle, that's about all.
Where's this water from?
I don't know.
Let me see the package here, see if I can read it. Let's see here. Source, Adobe Springs, Patterson, CA. Hey, that's very near where we used to live, I think. Patterson Pass in the Bay Area, East Bay.
Oh.
I think so, near Livermore. Yeah. So, bottled for Ciro Water, Los Angeles. It says, for water information, go to the website, cirowater.com. Better than artificially produced alkaline water from
water plant.
Okay, well, let's try this, James. What do you think?
Yeah, let's try it.
Crack it open.
This is the still water. Let's see. We're running out of sparkling waters and even still waters from the United States. It's hard to find any new ones at our local grocery stores now. So we might have to start ordering some foreign waters.
Online. Well, I think we're gonna do that for sure. But also, any of our listeners out there, hit us up if there's local sparkling waters in your area that you think we should try. Cheers, James. Let's try this Ciro water.
You're definitely hit with the magnesium. I think it's got a high silica content too.
James, that's delicious water. This is really good.
It is good.
Let's see if the four-legged guests like it. You want to pour some for them?
Yep. Well, it looks like they don't like each other much right now, huh? Okay. Let's see. Pour some water for them. You guys thirsty today?
Ziggy.
Well. All
right.
Ziggy's trying it.
Oh, Ziggy loves it.
He likes it, so that's good for people and for pets.
Emma? Let's give some to Emma here, the older of our guests, by quite a bit. See if she likes it. She leaves it. She leaves the water.
Okay.
Is she not thirsty, or does she not like the water?
Well, let's say that Emma's bottle cap rating is 0 out of 5 bottle caps.
Ziggy just went back for seconds.
So Ziggy's rating it 5 out of 5
yeah.
bottle caps. How about James?
I'm rating it 3.5 out of 5. That might sound a little harsh because the water's good. Thing is, it's not sparkling. I know that's kind of unfair because I want to keep it natural. It's not sparkling. I don't get much of a unique taste. I just get a lot of magnesium and some silica. And also, it's in a plastic bottle.
How much was this liter of water, James, cost-wise?
I am not sure, actually. I think it was about $2. Maybe around. I don't fully remember.
3.5 out of 5 bottle caps is my final rating.
So we agree.
We agree.
Okay.
What's next? How about this one? This is called Zen WTR. Vapor distilled alkaline lifestyle water. 100% recycled ocean plastic. Well, that's good. This is a plus 9.5 pH. Vapor distilled water and electrolytes for taste. So it looks like they're adding in electrolytes after distilling. Verified PCR content, which is recycled consumer plastic. I'm not sure what this logo is. It looks like some dolphins and sharks swimming around in the ocean. Vapor distilled 9.5 pH, high alkaline. Zen WTR is on a mission to help our environment by using 100% post-consumer resin from marine environments.
So that's probably what the dolphins and sharks mean.
Yep. Every Zen water bottle helps rid our oceans of plastic. Vapor distilled and ionized to reach a pH of 9.5, Zen water is the perfect choice for crisp, pure water. Refresh yourself, restore the ocean. ZenWTR.com.
I like what they did with the bottle, but it doesn't sound very pure.
How about this, James? Manufactured for Zen Beverages, LAC, Irvine, California, 92618.
Wow. So it's extremely close by.
It's local.
It's local. Let's try it, huh?
Let's give it a go. Crack it open.
It really doesn't sound very pure. By the way, if you're wondering, we do have Topo in our lineup, and that's just to finish it off with a good water. I shouldn't have poured that much for me. I think so. This is
don't prejudge. Come on, you might love it.
Okay.
Ching ching.
Some of that might be going to the dog rating. Nope. There we go. At least we've got a ramekin full now.
What do you think about this water, James?
Nasty. Smooth. I'll give it that. Smooth. It's not crisp like they advertised. No good flavor. Just a little bitterness. That's all.
I get a little metallic. It tastes like it's coming from a municipal water source. I mean, I feel like I can taste some of the pipes and stuff that's been going through. I don't know. It's not great. Kind of one note.
I get that. Yeah. Bitter, rusty taste.
How about our four-legged friends? They like
Let's
it?
See. Probably not. Again, dogs aren't a reliable source. We're not telling you. Don't listen to the Ziggy ratings and the Emma ratings to see which waters to get and not. Listen to our ratings, because we are reliable sources. Oh, looks like we've got a biter. Ziggy, gonna go? Try the water. A few licks and then walks away. Okay, let's see. Emma? I don't think our Emma's very thirsty. Let's see here. If she... Oh, nope. Okay, so I guess it's just Ziggy ratings for this episode, too. Because Emma is not a thirsty girl. But, So, what's our bottle cap ratings?
What's yours?
Ziggy, I think, wanted a 3, right?
Yeah, yeah, he seemed to like it.
He had a couple licks. I'm gonna give it a... Don't like how the packaging looks. I like what they did with it, so that's gonna get an extra point, though. I like how it's made of PCR plastic. Let's see. The water's not good at all. I don't like how... It 1 out of 5.
1 out of 5? Okay.
1 out of 5.
Well, I'm down with the mission. I really like that they have the awareness of the ocean plastic on here and that they're saying it's 100% recycled ocean plastic. I also like that it's a local company. I wish they put some spring water in the bottle. So get that ocean plastic, make your bottles, and then fill it with good spring water instead of distilled or vapor distilled water. But because of the sustainability aspect of the company, what they're trying to do with their packaging and the local nature, it's going to get 3 out of 5 bottle caps from me today.
Okay.
Final answer.
Okay.
I've been watching a lot of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah. So, now what I don't want to prejudge, but now we have the final water that's new, and the final one I think is going to be the worst one of the day. It's called Aqua Hydrate. It's a pH of 9+, purified water with electrolytes added for great taste. It's 1 liter.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, it's soft plastic bottle.
Okay.
Right? 2 times more electrolytes, fuels your performance, elevated alkalinity to bring your body back to balance. They're just, like, super, like, bolding and caps locking random words.
Okay.
On this
spec. What else does it say on there?
It shows, like, a little chart. Commonly consumed beverages and their pH levels. Vinegar, 3. Yes, I drink vinegar on the regular. Thank you. Sports and vitamin drinks, 4. Coffee, 5. Milk, 6. Bottled water, 7. Nothing on 8. And then 9+ is Aqua Hydrate. Okay, yeah, so 9+ is just part of the chart now. Okay. And then it's BPA free, 100% recyclable, but I think that's required for every plastic bottle now, right?
Yeah, for the most part, most countries.
2 servings per container. Oh, here it actually has a chart. No calcium, no zinc, no copper, no chromium, no iron, 2% magnesium, no selenium, no manganese, no molybdenum? I don't know. That's basically nothing except 2% magnesium.
Oh, yeah. Is there a source?
Source? Why would it matter, honestly? But, because they completely ruin the water. But... It doesn't say, I don't think. It's a manufactured at Jefferson Boulevard in L.A. Yeah, it doesn't say.
Okay, well, let's try it.
Yep. Yeah, we're getting, like, about half of what I gave you last time for this, huh?
Oh, pour me a big glass. I'll drink it.
Okay.
How big is that bottle? Is that a liter bottle?
Yeah, it's a liter. All right. Hey, it's hard to close. There we go.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh.
Let me see.
Oh. Oh. It tastes like plastic.
You don't like it, huh?
Do you?
It's not my favorite.
I think similar like the last one, the Zen water. I'm getting a little bit of a metallic taste to it, and it really just tastes kind of like a tap water to me. I don't think that the pH, you know how they're changing the pH level on the water, really impacts the taste that much to make it any better. What do you think, James?
Yeah, I personally, I don't enjoy... I think tap water is better than this, because it feels like tap water, but then after... Like, that tap water aspect, you're drinking plastic.
I really am getting a bad aftertaste on this water.
Me too. Why are you pouring it? Another glass?
Here, drink some more and see if you get that same aftertaste. Well, it's like a muddy, alkaline, almost like a metallic, muddy aftertaste in this water.
It has a smell.
So... I'm going to have to call BS on this water. I think it's just a marketing ploy. Purified water with electrolytes added for great taste. Well, definitely does not add any great taste.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Let's do our Ziggy rating.
Okay.
And then we'll have one more to go to top it off.
Let me give this to him. There you go. He's going for it. He's sticking his tongue in.
And he's done.
And he didn't like it. He took like one little lick of it and that's it.
Okay, maybe Ziggy ratings are more reliable than I thought. Huh?
Maybe.
He doesn't like it. We walked to a corner of the room and stared at us.
Okay, so definitely a smart dog. Yep. Ziggy rating is going to be a 0 out of 5.
Definitely not a smart marketing team, and definitely not a smart investment for you if you want some good water.
What's your rating on this one here, James?
It's 0 out of 5. Like, they're not doing anything for the environment. They have crappy water. The bottle doesn't even look good. They could have tried on the bottle, right? Like, it's just a bad water.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, James. This is not my favorite. I'm going to give it 0 out of 5 bottle cap ratings. Final answer.
Ziggy dump. There we go.
So, that's the bottle cap ratings for today and the water tasting. Let's set these aside.
We have one more, which surprisingly... Sorry. What are you going
to... No, I'm going to say, James, please, please, pour us some of this fantastic sparkling water because we need to cleanse our palates and get into some other topics here. So the interesting thing here, this is a Topo Chico, but it's in a different style of bottle. So have we tried this one before coming from this?
I think we have. It's a tiny plastic bottle, which is a shame that we didn't have. Oh, look! Ziggy came back for the best one! Should we do a Ziggy rating on Topo?
Yeah, pour him some.
Let's see. I don't know if he's a fan of still or sparkling. Probably a still guy, but we'll see.
So it's not tiny. These are 600 milliliters, so a little Ziggy. Bit bigger. Plastic Topo Chico bottles. They come in 6 packs, generally, not for individual sale, but just a little bit different format. So the format of this one, I think, is a little bit easier... For people on the go, when the glass bottles might not work out if you're doing some sports activities or areas where, you know, going to a pool where the bottles might break or you can't have glass around, it's a good option for people that like to have the Topo Chico beverage but can't have glass. So that's why we picked this one up. Let's try it, James.
Yep. All right. Oh, yeah. That's no, good.
We're very good.
So, while you were talking, I saw Ziggy do the Ziggy rating on it, and I guess he's not much of a reliable source if you want sparkling waters, because he took one sip of it, shook his head, shook his head, ran away, came back under your chair, hid, and then, like, stared at it.
So why do you think that is, James? Do you think that he's judging the water, or what's the deal?
He's judging the fact that it's sparkling.
Sparkling, right? So probably pets, they just don't like the sparkling water. Maybe they can't digest it as good. They don't like the way it feels going down their throat.
Yeah, I think it just scares them. Why is this spicy? All right.
So, it's time for our next segment.
Yeah.
Which is our holiday gift guide segment.
Yeah.
We have a sting for it?
We do. Play the creepy Santa weird holiday gift guide sting. Go!
Welcome to your water holiday gift guide.
All right, so should we get into the gift guide while enjoying some topo?
I think so. First of all, this is delicious.
It's really good.
So what kind of holiday gifts do you have to go over today?
So I don't know if this counts. It's kind of cheap, but it's going off of what Millen said in our last podcast.
Yeah.
Get a foreign water. Get them, like, a fancy water from a different place, you know? Like, if they live in Europe, get them one from the United States, like Topo Chico.
Chico is from Mexico.
Topo Chico. Yeah, but they can't get it there.
Did I say Topo Chico?
I don't know what you said. But, I know it's from Mexico, but I mean, like, get them a foreign water that they can't get where they are. You know? So, if they live in the United States of America, get them, like, a Roy water or a water like that.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. And, you know, following up on our last podcast, our friends over at Fine Liquids UK, they've got those holiday gift packs, right?
Yeah, with those
various
boxes.
Different types of boxes of water where you can get, like, assortments of fancy high-end premium waters from all around the world.
Or you can order individual waters like that. I think we're giving them a free ad here, huh?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, but on my wish list for this year is definitely going to be a nice bottle of Aquagen.
Yeah,
I want to try that water.
Yeah,
so
that
bad.
One's on the list.
And Roy too.
Roy
it's
as
a,
well
it's an expensive bottle. It's like a 32 milliliter bottle. Or not, would that make, no, that doesn't make sense. 320, I don't know, like a liter bottle or not even?
1 liter, yeah, probably yeah. 1 liter.
Yeah, a liter bottle is about $30.
Like this size, 1 liter.
Yeah, that's about $30.
Yeah, one that I really want to try is, there's two. There's Hilden Water, which is out of the UK.
Yeah.
That I think is available in the US, but it's really, really expensive. And then there was one more as well. I'll have to think of the name of it. I can't think of it right now off the top of my head.
Yeah. They have lots of great waters over there. And I think definitely this Christmas season, we are going to be trying to get some.
Yeah, so the other one, and you know, this past week here was the Thanksgiving in the United States, as well as the day after Thanksgiving, which is called what, James?
Black Friday,
which is traditionally the biggest shopping day of the year, right?
Yeah.
And then the Monday is what?
Cyber Monday.
So we're right now in the middle of it. Tomorrow's Cyber Monday for us.
Yeah.
Black Friday was this past Friday. There's all kinds of deals going on all the holiday shopping and stuff. So my other thing for the holiday gift guide was some of the, you know, take advantage of some of the bargains out there. I've been noticing lots of sales on some premium water. So,
ooh.
Like, for example, Liquid Death had a buy one, get one free sale going on. Fiji Water, which is a fantastic water. Fiji Water, good still water. It's pretty good. They had a good sale going on, free shipping and, like, 40% off. Finlandia, what's the other one? Icelandic. Not Finland.
Iceland.
Icelandic water also had a big sale going on their website. So, you know, Take a look out there for the coupon codes. Look on Instagram, social media, other places for things. Then you'll get a good discount this time of year on with some of these bargains for Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Yeah. All right. So you want to talk about our Thanksgiving a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, did you?
I did. What were you giving thanks for, James?
I was giving thanks for all of the workers, all of the essential workers out there. Giving thanks for my family, for my friends, for my pets. Thankful for all the good water in the world.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah,
Me too. Very similar. I'm also giving thanks for all the scientists and the people that are working on vaccines for this terrible virus. Looks like we've got about 3 vaccines now that they think are going to work out. So hopefully they'll be manufacturing those in large, large quantities and getting them distributed to people in the next few months here. That would be great. And we can get back to doing a lot of the fun things that we'd like to do, like traveling around and ending some of these lockdowns and less people getting sick. So
yeah,
looking forward to that.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving side? Let's do your top 3 favorite Thanksgiving dishes.
Top 3 favorite Thanksgiving dishes. Okay. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Number 1. My top number 1 is going to be pumpkin pie.
Okay.
Far above and beyond anything else, my favorite, a good homemade pumpkin pie. End up the meal like that. Have that with a little whipped cream, some coffee or tea.
Respectable.
Yeah, I'm in my happy place. So that's number 1. Number 2 has to be the bird. I'm going turkey. So a little bit different this year, the first time ever.
Yeah.
We smoked a turkey.
Uh-huh.
We did it on the pellet grill, on the Traeger.
Yeah.
It came out really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we'll have to smoke them all the time now.
Uh-huh.
No going back from that. So that number 2 is the bird. And okay. Number 3, so this is a tough one, number 3, because it's a little controversial. So I'm between 2, and it depends on how they're done. So if it's cornbread stuffing that has like the right things in it and it's perfectly done, that's number 3, cornbread stuffing. If it's just regular stuffing, then it gets surpassed by my
mashed
number
4, potatoes.
Which is gravy.
Gravy.
Gravy coming in at number 3.
Okay. Yeah. So, are we counting gravy and cranberry sauce as sauces?
Sides. Those are both sides, in my opinion.
Both sides. Okay. So, my list has got to go number 1, cornbread stuffing. No normal stuffing. That's nasty. Cornbread stuffing.
Okay.
Right? My number 2?
Is it called stuffing or dressing?
Stuffing.
Stuffing, yeah. We call it stuffing.
Yeah. Number 2, mashed potatoes. You can't go wrong with it.
Can't go wrong with mashed potatoes.
And number 3. Oh, it's hard. Okay, I'm going to go, if it's canned cranberry sauce, then
canned cranberry sauce.
No,
come on.
Listen. If it's canned cranberry sauce, then gravy takes
whoever
number
served
3.
You canned
Stop.
Cranberry sauce.
Listen to me. If it's canned cranberry sauce, gravy takes number 3. If it's homemade good cranberry sauce takes number 3.
Okay, good. So, yeah, stay away from that can. Cranberry sauce is super easy to make. Just a few simple ingredients. Get
Orange
yourself a
juice.
A bag of fresh cranberries.
Yeah.
Dump that in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
Half a cup of water, half a cup of orange juice, about mm-hmm. half a cup of sugar. Bring that to a boil. Simmer for 10 minutes. Done. And then for extra credit to make it taste really good, take like a zest of an orange and zest an orange in there.
Mm-hmm.
Add some nutmeg, some cinnamon, maybe some allspice.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper?
You got yourself a badass cranberry sauce and takes about 10 minutes.
Not a lot of salt. Do not put a lot of salt.
Just a pinch.
Just a pinch.
Just a pinch.
Okay. Well, we've got a decent sized podcast, I would say, here. Let's see. Do we have any other topics on here? Oh, I have a short topic. It's not a long one. We just had some of the nastiest chips I've tasted in my life. They were the most nasty. They were so gross. I don't get how you guys ate them. We had fried egg chips. They made me gag. They were disgusting.
Well, I think you have to open your mind a little bit, James, because being a Canadian, we like strange chip flavors in Canada.
Well,
some of the most popular chip flavors in Canada include ketchup chips.
Love those. My favorite chips.
Dill pickle chips.
Those are also good. I had them in the past.
And all dressed chips.
Those, I heard, are amazing. They I can't find them, though.
Absolutely are amazing.
I can't find them.
So, you know, Canada, our chip game is on point for sure.
Yep,
But there is one place in the world, maybe two places in the world, that even have a stronger chip game than Canada. That's got to be Japan, maybe three places, Japan, China, and Korea. You can find some pretty crazy chip flavors.
Fried egg? No.
Shrimp no flavor?
That's good. Fried egg? No.
Not so much.
No fried egg.
I liked it. It tasted like when you dip your toast in the egg yolk.
It tasted like egg whites. It was nasty.
More like yolk.
Yeah, I got egg white.
Yeah.
I don't know. So gross.
So 0 out of 4 or out of 5 bottle cap ratings?
0 out of 5 Lay's chip bags.
Okay.
All right. So,
What about if you had to rate eggnog?
Oh, eggnog, 5 out of 5. I love eggnog. Very good.
It's eggnog season now, isn't it?
Yeah. Last night we were planning to, because we set up our decorations, our Christmas decorations yesterday, and we were planning to, set up the lights and, drink some eggnog outside and watch them, but we forgot, so we're gonna do that tonight.
Well, I fell asleep. I was watching a fight.
Oh, yeah, the Mike Tyson fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good.
It wasn't?
2 out of 5 Topo Caps.
Who won?
Well, Mike Tyson won, I guess, but they didn't really fight very much. The musical guests, the concerts were the best part of the show. They had Snoop Dogg did rapping and a couple other guests. It was pretty good. That was pretty good.
I thought it was gonna be like a legit UFC fight, not concerts and stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. Kinda lame. Disappointing.
Yeah.
Oh well. That's what happens when you get 2 50-year-old guys to fight.
Two 50-year-old guys?
They're over 50, yeah. Both of them.
Isn't the other guy, like, I thought the other guy was still fighting.
No, they're both retired.
Jeez. Yeah, that has to be depressing.
Well, it makes you feel a little old. That's okay.
Yeah.
Fighting's definitely a young man's game.
Yep. Okay, so, is that all we have?
I think that's it, James. I think it's time for us to get on up out of here, out of this Bubbles podcast, and go hit some tennis balls.
Yeah, so if you want to shoot us an email, you can do that at thebubblespodcast@gmail.com. You want to see our Instagram, look at all our little pictures. We post one or a couple every podcast. You can do that. That is @thebubblespodcast. If you're listening on Anchor, you can shoot us a voice message and we'll feature you on the podcast. If you reach out to us in any way, we could arrange something, or you could be a guest on the podcast, like our friend Milan Patel. And that's it, right?
Well, and the only other thing is, if you like the show,
rate,
please
rate and review us.
And how many stars?
5.
5 please. Stars.
Or whatever you would like, but we would definitely prefer 5.
We love 5-star ratings.
Yes. Okay.
Until next time, I'm Steve.
I'm James.
And this has been
Bubbles! Bye.